Today is the start of the new financial year. Happy New Year. And with it, we all get a tax cut. Remember that? On the stock markets, the good news is the average super fund is on track to post a return for the year of around 9.6%. That's according to research from Super Ratings. It's badly needed given the fact that it's the first annual increase for super returns since the global financial crisis. It could have actually been better. The return could have been better. The bad news is our super investments have been declining in value since April, when the returns back then were as high as 15%. Yesterday, the Australian share market posted its seventh straight day of losses, reflecting global fears over growth. Warren Hogan is chief economist and head of global markets research with the ANZ Bank. He's with us now from Sydney. Good morning, Warren.
Good morning.
It's been a rough old 6 months. We were so optimistic not that long ago. We thought we may actually, even the most optimistic of us, thought we might recover our losses from the major crash, but it hasn't turned out that way.
No, well, the last quarter of the financial year has been very poor returns. We've seen a decline for the Australian share market of around 12%. So we were on track for a very good rebound. At one stage there, we were looking like we were going to be up about 70% from the low point. But we've given a little bit of that back. But we are still well above the low point, and for the Australian market anyway, we are still in a broad bull market, you might say, in terms of the past year.
But only just, isn't it? I mean, we only need to go down by a handful more percent, and that would, you know, be considered bearish, wouldn't it?
That's right, yeah. And we're looking very fragile in the global markets right now. We saw another weak night overnight in the United States. The US indices look like they're down about 1% at the moment, and that'll flow through into our market for the first day of the financial year. The markets are highly concerned about the sustainability of the global economic recovery. Much of the improvement in economic growth in late 2009 and earlier this year occurred because of two things. One was government spending all around the world, and the other one was an inventory rebuild by businesses all around the world after the rundown post the financial crisis. And those two factors are transitory to some extent. And what we're looking for now is the private sector to recover. And signs in recent months are that that recovery is quite anemic. And indeed, in the case of Europe, which of course concerns in Europe started this short bear market back in April, May, Europe's looking horrible. The US, there's room for optimism. And of course, our region, particularly China, there's a lot of growth going on there, but they're looking to slow their economy, and there's concerns that that might slow down more than desired. So at the moment, there's this concern that the global recovery is being derailed, that there's a potential for a double dip recession, a second recession sometime later this year or early next year.
You mentioned China trying to slow its economy. On that data that was out yesterday, it looks like they're having success, but it's slowing the rate of increase, isn't it?
That's right. Their economy was growing up over 11% earlier this year, and we estimate that a sustainable growth path for them is around 9%. These are huge numbers by any standard, particularly for an economy with so many people in it. So they're trying to get their economy to slow from around 11, 12 down to sort of 8, 9. And, you know, that's not an easy thing to do necessarily. And, of course, there's a lot of concern from the global financial markets that they're going to get it wrong, that they're going to slow it down too much. I think the markets don't fully appreciate the fact that the Chinese, if they do slow it too much, can turn things around very quickly. They have a lot of control over that economy. And indeed, although the numbers have been softer in recent months, their economy is still growing at a very healthy clip. We think they're growing at the moment at around 10%.
Indeed. I mean, if anyone on earth apart from China has a 10% growth result, even less, they go, this is outstanding. We haven't had something this good in our history. Well, when China contracts to 9 or 10%, stock markets fall, saying this isn't good enough.
Yeah, well, the Chinese share market also has been one of the worst performers in the last 3 months. It's down around 23% versus us at around 11 and, say, the United States at around 10. So their share market's quite wobbly, but that share market is not to be interpreted in the way that we would look at, say, Australia or the United States. It's a much smaller share market as a percentage of their economy, and there's a lot of restrictions on who can participate in that market. But the point is correct, is that if the Australian economy was growing at 10%, our conversation right now would be about runaway inflation and rising interest rates.
What about the mining tax? You look at the international markets as distinct from the sort of political gameplay of Canberra. Is this front and centre of your mind?
Look, it's important from an Australian economic point of view, and we are sort of waiting with bated breath on negotiations going on in Canberra right now, and so it would sort of wouldn't be appropriate to comment too much until we see what the final cut of this is. But I think the marketplace, the tax proposal was released at a point where the market was quite vulnerable. It got some attention. But if you look at the facts of the matter are that Australian mining companies performed poorly, but in line with global mining companies. So I wouldn't overstate the role of the mining tax in terms of share market performance for the mining sector. That being said, it was introduced at a time when there was a lot of uncertainty and fragilities in the global markets, and that never helps. And of course, that sector is one of the biggest sectors in not just the Australian share market, but it's a critical element of the Australian economy.
Warren Hogan, thank you for updating us this morning.
No problem.
And Warren's the chief economist and the head of global markets research at the ANZ Bank.